The boys and girls had to stay separate. There were restrooms up different sides of the house, sat on a different side of the house. And he had four, five, or six young men and women going out. They must have been 16, 18 years old, maybe 20. So my uncle had a store up next where we live, up the river. Somebody had a watermelon passed down the river. They wanted to go to the store. The girls wanted to go to the store, but either wanted to go to the watermelon patch. Well, okay. You can go to that now. Don't you get together? Well, they wouldn't, so they went down the road a little ways and all got together and all went someplace together. I don't know which place they went, but anyway, he found out about it. I remember having them all up there quizzing them, you know, going through a little trial, find out what they did and what they didn't do. He didn't whip them. They were young men, I mean, they were up, and the young women were 16 years old anyway, maybe 18. Heck, they went to school back then. I was 20 years old, a lot of them. Well, I went to school up to college while I was a young man, married a couple up there in the 7th grade. They must have been 25 years old. It was Merrill College. We came back to Merrill in the last week in December 13. I started school up at Merrill College 1st of January 14 in 8th grade. I flew along, should have been farther along than that, but I started in 8th grade in the winter term, as they call it, started the first of the year. And there were two young women came in at the same time I did, had been teaching school in the county there. Had about 4 months schooling at that time, four or five, and their school would be out at the first of the year, and they'd come back up and go to school in 8th grade. Had the 7th and 8th grade at that time. They used to have lower grades than that, but they'd cut it down to 7th and 8th and high school, the preparatory department, they call it, and then college. There's one couple out of the, somewhere up, I believe out of the Kentucky, maybe, somewhere up that way. Married couple, it must have been, they must have been anyway 30 years old. A fellow by the name of Williams. That must have been 30, 35 years old. He carried the mail from the post office over to the college. He came down there. They've got him up here in Cock County, Sevier County somewhere, some of these missionary-minded Presbyterians did. Never gone to school any, but he came down there and he went through Merrill County and taught school afterwards. His widow still lives there in Merrill, tell me. I've never seen her. But there's a lot of people at that time that couldn't read or write, growing people. A lot of young people didn't even ever go to school. In fact, I had an uncle, Richard Driscoll, my mother's oldest brother. His father died way back when he was just a boy, like. He had to go to the farm and look after the family. He's out in the field plowing a team of steers. Some preacher passed along, saw him out there and got out talking to him. He lived over north of Newport near Parrishville. And this, as I understood, the Presbyterians had a church school over there at Parrishville. He got my uncle to come over there and start in the school, 20, 25 years old. Never been to school, as I understand it. He got an education. Went to teaching school there and became county superintendent, principal of the high school, and run private schools. My father and mother, and those generation, his generation, a little bit younger, go to school to him, went to school to him. So although he got a late start in life for his education, why, he became very popular and prominent in that county as an educator and a good man. He died with a heart attack in 15, I believe it was. We hadn't been here long, 15 or 16. They said it was one of the largest funerals ever been in Newport at that time. More people attended it. So he was known all over the county. A lot of the people had gone to school to him. Although he was a late starter, well, he got along all right as an educator.